Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
Narcissists did not attach themselves to you because you have so little value. They attach themselves to you because you have so much value.
So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life.
Welcome to another episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to shut down gaslighting. We're going to shut down narcissists because, first of all, they're constantly trying to make you think like you're the one who's crazy, right? Let's talk about what gaslighting is in the first place. Gaslighting is a form of just trying to make you think like you're the one who's crazy. And it's a way that narcissists use to get control over you. Why do they do it? Well, because they want to, first of all, make you feel devalued. And by the way, they didn't attach themselves to you. I say this so many times, but in case you're brand new here, if in case you're brand new to me, brand new to my world, I think it's really, really worth repeating. Narcissists did not attach themselves to you because you have so little value. They attach themselves to you because you have so much value. They're not stupid. They don't, even though they're constantly devaluing you, constantly trying to make you feel small, they didn't attach themselves to you because you have so little value. They attach themselves to you because you have so much value. Because they want to be able to suck that value for themselves. Because it makes them feel more powerful to devalue something that has so much value. Right? Doesn't that make sense? Think about it. Think about it. If they're constantly devaluing something that has value, then that bolsters them, right? They feel better about themselves because they're pushing you down. They don't feel better about pushing something down that they already think is low. What value do they get out of that? Think about it. Think about it. So for one thing, that's why they devalue you. They devalue you because they get off on pushing somebody down that they already feel like is higher than them or at least equal to them, because then they can like climb their way over and push down something that they already think has value. So think about that. All right, so why do they gaslight? Gaslighting, for one thing, is a form of trying to make you think that you're crazy. They do this to gain control over you, to destabilize you, to make you think that you're crazy. And that's one of the things, one of the reasons. Another reason that they do it, frankly, is to push attention away from themselves when you're trying to hold them to account for something. So if you're trying to say to them, hey, I caught you doing something that you weren't supposed to be doing or that you were supposed to be doing, you know, I think these text messages look suspicious. Then they'll say, oh, no, that's not what you're seeing. Or you were supposed to do this work and you didn't. Oh, it wasn't me. It was somebody else. Somebody else was supposed to do it. Or that's not what we agreed upon. We agreed on this. And so they do it also not just to make you think you're crazy, but also to project and deflect responsibility off of themselves. So there are a number of reasons that they gaslight, not just to make you think you're crazy, but also to project and deflect responsibility off of themselves, to devalue you, to destabilize you, to, you know, build up their own sense of self-esteem. So there's a number of reasons. And by the way, so that you can remember what the word gaslighting means, I'm going to tell you how it originated. The word gaslight actually came from, it was a play originally in the 30s. It then was made into a movie called Gaslight. It was of the same name. And in that, the husband was trying to make the wife think that she was crazy. And so what he was doing was blowing out these gas lamps. And yeah, I think it was said in like the 1800s or something. And she would say, oh, wasn't that just lit? And he would say, no, it wasn't. And she would say, oh, I'm pretty sure that was just lit. And he would say, no, it wasn't. And so, you know, therefore trying to make her think that she was crazy, right? And I think, you know, in the end, obviously it didn't work or something to that effect. I don't know. I've never actually seen it. But that's where the term originated. Okay? So it's how you can remember where the term came from. So, now coming back to you, when you are trying to have a conversation with this person and they're projecting, deflecting, lying, denying, whatever it is that they're doing, and they're belittling you, making you feel small, constantly victimizing you, constantly eroding at your self-esteem, eroding at your brain, death by a thousand cuts, pick, and it can get at you, you know, regardless of whether you are in a business relationship, a personal relationship, a work relationship, they're your boss, your coworker, your family member, whether it's your mother, your sister, your brother, whoever it is, your spouse.
Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take 20,000 breaths a day. And according to the EPA, indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases up to 100 times more polluted. And data shows that air pollution is responsible for up to 7 million premature deaths globally. I know for myself, my family has struggled with asthma, and so clean air is so important to us, and that's why having a good air purifier is so important to us. So what's the solution? Introducing an air purifier that has captured the attention of media outlets such as CNN, Money, ABC, and more, which is Air Doctor, which filters out 99% of air contaminants such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold, and all sorts of things. And it even features a whisper jet fan, which is quieter than all sorts of air purifiers. Air Doctor also comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE. And depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store, from accepting payments to managing inventory. Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive your store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bestlife, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/bestlife to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/bestlife.
Did you know that Americans spend more than 90% of their time indoors, and that in some cases, indoor air can actually be more polluted than outdoor air, and that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths across the world every year? Airborne allergens are the most common allergy triggers, such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold. We are so happy to introduce an air purifier that captured the attention of established media outlets such as CNN, Money, ABC, and more. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens so that your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor is amazing, and it comes with no questions asked, 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctor.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE. And depending on the model, you'll receive up to 40% off. You're saving up to 40% off. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE.
It eventually erodes away at you. It's abusive. It's psychological abuse. It's emotional abuse. It's spiritual abuse. It erodes away at your soul. And, you know, you do start to question your mind. You do start to question your sanity, because it's happening on a daily basis sometimes. And eventually you do start to go, did I say that? Is that how that went? And so, you know, you do start to think, I need to start keeping notes. I need to start writing down, did I say that?
Coming up, more on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
If you saw it with your eyes or heard it with your ears, just know that it happened. Trust your senses.
Back to school season is coming up, which can be difficult for those going through a divorce, especially when child safety is a concern. And here in Negotiate Your Best Life, My mission is definitely one to help divorced couples prepare, especially when narcissists are involved. And as you all know, I've partnered with SoberLink for a long time. And SoberLink is a system which helps with alcohol monitoring. It includes a breathalyzer device with facial recognition. It allows you to receive real-time updates and help co-parent so that, you know, monitoring can be involved anytime, anywhere, swift intervention to improve child safety. And they're offering free packets right now. Go grab them. They've got checklists, communication tips, and more. Get your free packet right now. SoberLink.com/negotiate. Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can listen to more episodes that show you the path to how to negotiate your best life.
If there's anything that cripples adults more than anything, it's worrying about the opinions of others.
And now we return to today's show.
So, you know, you do need to start taking notes. You need to start journal. You need to start documenting. If you had a conversation with the person, confirming for sure. But in this particular episode, what I want to focus on specifically are phrases that you can use to hit back in a way that allow you to maintain your dignity and not necessarily have backlash and start to gain respect, put boundaries in place, start to shift the dynamic, start to pivot, because you need to stop the conditioning. You need to start pivoting. You need to start walking forward, not backward, because that's the only way that you'll be able to start feeling your power, start feeling more in control, and start being able to separate yourself from this person and start being able to stop the whole crazy toxic situation and being able to finally break free. Because your soul knows, you know, those little whispers that you're hearing, the fact that you found this episode, you know, whether you're listening to it on a podcast, whether you're watching it here on YouTube, wherever it is that you're consuming this right now, you found this by divine intervention because your soul knows. Your soul said, it's time. The whispers came and, you know, came knocking, and your soul said, it's not okay anymore. Your soul knows that it was born for more, that you were born for more. And it's waking up and realizing that it's time. And so what we're going to do now is I'm going to give you some phrases that you can start to use to shut down that gaslighting. And here's how. So you can start to say things like, we remember things differently. When they start to say things like, oh, we had agreed that this is how it was going to be, remember? You're going to say, we remember things differently. And you don't need to say it in a tone. You don't need to say it loudly. You don't need to scream. You don't need to yell. Never put your emotion into it. You just say, we remember things differently. Number two. You can say, if you continue to speak to me this way, I will no longer be engaging. And then you can walk away if they continue to speak to you in a manner that has rage, that has anger, that's disrespectful. You don't need to be in a situation where you are going to continue to be disrespected. And if they scream, if they say, don't walk away from me, you're walking away, that's disrespectful, whatever it is, that's okay. Because they are disrespecting you by screaming, by yelling, by disrespecting, by devaluing, by degrading, whatever it is. Just say, I'm no longer engaging, and walk away. That's number two. Number three, you can say, I hear you, and that wasn't my experience. That wasn't my experience. I hear what you're saying. That wasn't my experience. You know, it's sort of the same thing as we can agree to disagree. You know that old saying, we can agree to disagree. It's something along those lines where you just say, I hear you, and that wasn't my experience, or that isn't my experience, something to that effect. I do have a whole video, by the way, on words that destroy narcissists, and it's actually not exactly what you might think. It's actually words that will very much permeate narcissists, but help you maintain your own self-respect. I highly recommend that you check out that video, Words That Destroy Narcissists. Next one, very similar to, if you speak to me this way, I'm not engaging. Just simply say, I'm walking away from this conversation. If it gets too heated, if it gets too demanding, if it gets too disrespectful, if it gets to a point where it really is nothing but lying, denying, projection, deflection, full-on interrupting, rage, abuse, or certainly anything where you feel that your safety is of concern, absolutely walk away. Absolutely get out of that conversation. Next, say, I'm not interested in debating with you. Just say, I'm not interested in debating with you. I'm not interested in debating what happened with you. You can just say, I'm not going to have this particular conversation with you. We can talk about other things. We can talk about other things. You can just let them know, I'm not going to have this conversation with you. Because, you know, again, if they will continue with a particular position that is very clearly different than the one that you know to be true. In other words, let me just tell you this. If you saw it with your eyes or heard it with your ears, just know that it happened. Trust your senses. Trust your senses. I want you to start feeling that. I trust myself. I want you to start feeling how you trust yourself. And start to feel like you're going to believe it. I trust myself. And the next one is you can start to delineate what you will speak about and what you will not speak about. You can say things like, I'll speak to you about A and B, but I'm not willing to speak to you about C. Or I'll speak to you about C, but I'm not willing to speak to you about A and B, or whatever it is. You know, I mean, you just have to be clear about what you're going to be willing to speak about, because otherwise you just are going to get into this, you know, conversation that you just don't want to be in. In other words, you just want to make sure that you're making it clear to them that you don't believe their lies anymore. And just don't go down the path. Don't allow them to lead you down the path anymore. All right, so I'll speak to you about A and B, not willing to speak to you about C, or vice versa. So those are some ways that you can start to shut down gaslighting immediately. If you are struggling and dealing with a narcissist and you do not have support, you need support, and you're struggling as far as dealing with, you need therapy. I do have a partnership with BetterHelp online therapy. Go to betterhelp.com/Rebecca Zung and get the help and support that you need. We do have a partnership with them. We do receive commissions from them. It doesn't cost you any extra. We just want to make sure you have the help and support that you need. And we only recommend services that we trust. If you are getting ready to negotiate with a narcissist, you can go to crushmydeal.com and get my free Crush My Negotiation Prep Worksheet and grab my free ebook. And it is totally amazing. It has helped many thousands of people win their entire negotiations. So go to crushmydeal.com and get your free ebook. If you need extra support, make sure to subscribe to this channel. Join me in my free private Facebook group. You will definitely want to do that. So much support in there as well. And if you have not also subscribed to my podcast, you can do that as well. Subscribe to my podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review to my podcast. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. And make sure you know that today is a great day to start negotiating your best life. Do not give in. They only win if you give in. And you're not going to do that because there's so much support out there for you. And we are here for you. And thank you for listening. We will see you guys in the next video.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Tune in next week for another edition of Negotiate Your Best Life. Remember, if you want more ways to slay and you want more ways to be supported, you can always join my membership at joinslay.com/slay. You can always subscribe to my YouTube channel and you can always grab my free Crush My Negotiation Prep Worksheet at winmynegotiation.com. Remember that today is a great day to start negotiating your best life. And I will definitely catch you in the next episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, Slayers, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast I'm excited about. Creating Confidence, hosted by Heather Monahan, a part of the Yap Media Network. Heather sits down with experts like Gary Vee, Sarah Blakely, and Les Brown to share with you techniques and strategies to create your confidence, pursue your dreams, and leapfrog villains you'll meet along the way. Creating Confidence is about elevating your confidence to the highest level ever. And take your business right there with you. Don't believe me? I'm going to share some of the amazing reviews that I've seen on Apple. Here's one. Heather has the perfect gems of wisdom that not only inspire you, but motivate you into action. I recommend it to anyone who wants to elevate their reach and go to that next level. How about that? That's amazing. Here's another one. Heather is so inspiring, and each episode is filled with tips and tricks on how to become more confident and live the life of your dreams. So if you are looking to level up your confidence, check out Creating Confidence now. Subscribe to Creating Confidence with Heather Monahan today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever your favorite podcast platform is.